We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
You had me at hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right. Hey, thanks for joining The Big Party Show podcast. Here's the deal. Email us at bpscrasher@gmail.com and the party line.
Yes,
all right? The
I
party
like that.
Line, 402-915-0962. How do you like that?
I love it. That's super
clever. The party line. Yeah, I was thinking about it last time. Like, we're just throwing out a number. Why don't we have some type of hotline number? And, you know, we got the party crashers.
Yes.
So this is their line. That's your email and your line to call us and text us.
I love it.
And everything like that. But we did have a message from Amanda. She got us, and she said she felt like a creep sending this.
There's no such thing as being creepy on this show.
That's what I said. I said, keep sending it.
Like, that's okay.
This is a what if offices had this room.
What's that smell? It's the new fart room. Apparently having a place to shoot butt burps is great for company morale.
A fart room?
It's a safe space where people can work, eat, even socialize, all while farting. Oh, hey, Mike, I'll get that report to you in 15 minutes, okay? See what I mean? I can't tell if this is amazing or repulsive. No, this is amazing. That is gross.
What's that?
Shart corner.
Oh, God. No.
Butt burps.
That's, I was just about to say butt burp. I was like, I didn't even think about that. Shart corner.
What is a butt burp?
Would you just have your desk moved to shart corner?
Yes.
You're like, I don't need to come in here occasionally. Yeah. I need to be like positioned here.
That's
just
funny you said that, because I just, before we started, I had to go to the restroom because I was nervous again. Because of that, I drank some more of that stuff that makes my stomach not agree with me.
What did you drink?
I drank that sugar-free stuff.
Oh, yeah, the
stuff.
IV.
I had one more, and I haven't had it in a while, and I figured, why don't I just try it? And I did it yesterday, and boy, I couldn't get to the restroom fast enough.
But you got to bring that to me.
It is that.
You got to, like, hand that off to me.
They're all gone now.
Now they're all gone?
Yeah, I won't buy them any longer. But,
trying
anyway.
Trying to see how I like the sleeve on our new gear.
Oh, look at that. Hey, yeah, that's it. Party crashers, all you people, look what we got. We got merch for you guys. We got merch. And Molly, do a fit check. Do a little fit check.
I wore heels today.
You did?
I did.
Let me see. Stand up see, look at that. That's what you're getting right there. All right. So what we're going to do is we'll let you know where and how you can pick up some merch and support the Big Party Show. Everyone wants to be a party crasher.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I mean, and it's perfect for everything.
Tanks too. You should go grab that tank real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, go grab the tank. We got tanks. We got hats. We even got, what are they called? Tote bags? Mm-hmm. Tote bags. Totes. Totes McGoats. We got tote bags as well. But I was hoping that you would pick this up. This is brand new. We just got it. Okay. We just got merch.
I love this.
And we're going to have some drops that we'll do from periodically of stuff. This is the best way to support the Big Party Show right now. Is with merch, of course.
I mean, the only way I'm going to get any recognition is with merch, because God knows it's not going to be that Employee of the Month t-shirt. Be waiting a long time
for that. I did get you a gift, though.
You did?
I did get you a gift.
Wow, it's Christmas in July.
It's Christmas in July.
Let's see.
Yeah, show the world.
Okay.
See, I can be a nice guy. I am a nice guy, actually.
Oh.
Look at that.
Look at this.
It's a notebook.
You've got to be kidding me, right, meow. Meow. I love this. But the best is that my sister, like, we've made Megan a part of this show. Because
yes.
I brought up something to my sister, and she's like, well, won't that Megan be really upset if you talk about cats?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think so. But there's a letter, there's a message in there for you.
Oh.
Yeah, this is our 46th podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, Molly, thank you for surviving the past few months with me and for not fleeing the country when we decided to start the Big Party Show podcast. It's been an awesome adventure. Let's keep the chaos going. We got this. Love, always, party. Quick side note.
Read it.
I farted on this and on every other page of this notebook. Ooh. I'm fresh.
You got to be kidding me.
You've got to be kidding me right
now.
Oh, I'm so excited. This will
ready
be my
this?
New.
Let me give you the story on that. I bought that for you like 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yes. And, you know, you're in Chicago.
Right.
And whenever you would come to town, I'd always forget to give it to you. And it might have been even longer than that, but it's been sitting in the studio at home waiting to get to you, and I keep forgetting it every single time I see you. So I grabbed it yesterday and put it out on the table and made a note. I'm like, take that away from this house. It's been sitting here so long. So can you believe I've been holding on to that for that long?
I gotta be honest, that's a really sweet note, and I'm gonna like keep this. And this
I hope
so. No, really, no, honestly, like that like touches my heart. Like, well, God, you're such a sweet guy.
No, it's been a journey, that's for sure. And this thing has worked out, you know, crazily good, if that is a sentence. But yeah, it's been pretty nuts.
I know, but we're having so much fun together. Like, that's the biggest thing.
A blast.
Like, I feel like our friendship is even, like, I talk to you more than I talk to Peter,
to
my
Peter.
Husband.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I talk to Wylene more than I talk to you.
Because you can't shut up? Because there's no off switch to your brain?
Because I can't shut up, absolutely.
Unless tequila or sleep have not rendered him speechless?
Yes, because I can't shut up. Nonstop talking. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Use that book for write down fun stuff in there.
And I will.
And just remember every other page.
Scented with your butt burp.
Scented with my butt burp. All right, I got something for you. It's a new anthem for you ladies if you ever need to cancel plans or just, you know, just send this message to somebody. It's the anthem for canceling plans.
Oh, I like this. I need this in my arsenal.
I already took off my bra. I already took off my pants. I'm not putting in my clothes back on. No, no, not a chance. I'd rather be at home than out on a bar crawl. You can say that I'm no fun. It doesn't bother me at all. I already took off my bra.
I already took off my bra.
It's a real thing.
Isn't
that
a great beat? That's a great beat.
It's a really good beat.
Yeah. So it's a real thing. I mean, once your bra comes off, you're staying home.
See, but you know, okay, so the one thing that gets me about that is the only time I take off my bra is when I'm literally getting into bed. I know people who take off their bra the minute they get home and they just want to let the ladies be free. And they have like hours awake watching television, doing whatever.
I have a question.
Sure.
How do you remove it? Do you remove it through your shirt?
No, you take your shirt off.
Okay,
and
all
then
right,
like,
you do that
yeah,
way.
Like,
all right.
Yeah.
Because I've seen people remove it through their shirts.
I've done that before.
Okay. That's like a first date move, right?
Yeah. Slick. Hold on a second. In other words, neither one of us have experienced that in a very long time.
No. I take mine off through my arms too.
Do you? Yes. You take off your bro? Yeah, bro.
Yes, I do. By the way, we do have Matt Banta coming on. Matt's a good friend. I've known him even before radio. You know, we go way, way, way back. He's a Blue Moon Ghetto.
Yes.
He's going to be jumping on a little bit later here in a few minutes, actually. But
he's got a new band, Space to Play, and that's also the name of their upcoming album. And you can actually check them out live. They're going to be at the Slowdown on September 12th.
Yes.
Which
that's the release.
So that's a big release party.
And so he started. We'll dive in with him a little bit because I'm really, you know, happy for him. We've supported each other. Forever, no matter what it is, we always have each other's back, kind of like you and I. So we'll get him on and we'll chat with him. He's going to play one of his new songs as well.
Ow.
So it'll be good. It'll be good. You just went to the new Jurassic Park.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Jurassic World Rebirth.
Is it awful? What is it?
It is not great.
Okay.
It's mid, as the kids would say.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really like, they're so on a formula now where it's like, oh my God, there was another secret research island. I'm like, how many secret islands were there?
Okay. So are they still chasing the egg or the whatever the heck?
There is an egg at one point. So the idea is that this one is, you know, bad big pharma. And they've realized that because of the size of dinosaurs' hearts, if they get the DNA from dinosaurs, they can basically... almost.
Did you say dinosaurs?
Dinosaurs.
Diana.
Diana. That they can stave off heart disease by like 20 years. Huge game changer. They could, you know, charge a fortune. But the deal is that it can't come from a fossilized dinosaur. It has to come from a live dinosaur. It has to be a live sample.
Oh.
And they need it from three of the biggest dinosaurs. One that's in the water, one that's on land, and one that flies.
Okay, God, what a plot.
I mean, seriously.
That's terrible.
Only Hollywood, and they're like, listen, this is going to be great. Cut to family, single dad, divorcee, trying to have a nice time with his girls, out sailing across the Atlantic.
Ooh.
Like you do, with the older girl's boyfriend.
Okay.
Who is an absolute pothead, slacker.
What made you decide to go to this movie? This isn't your type of movie.
My nephew Conroy is a huge Jurassic fan.
Okay, all right.
Gigantic. He's got
and he's
all
little.
Of them.
Yeah. What did he, what's his take?
Loved it.
He did love it? Okay.
Loved it. All the monsters, all the, so they have, again, once again, a brand new, super engineered killing machine.
Okay, that gets loose or whatever the case is. So
exactly.
It's the same MO with like all of them.
Like I'm telling you, these things write themselves.
Yeah, they do. It's kind of like the Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
Right? They're just making money, just printing money that way. But okay, because that just broke out, what, this week or something?
It'll make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Everybody will go see it. I'm just saying, like, for me, I was kind of like, okay, they didn't reinvent the wheel is my point.
Did you notice that there's longer... Because AMC, I don't know where you went to, but AMC announced that there's going to be longer, more commercials and stuff played before the movie.
I went to Exarban. I'm not sure if that's an AMC or
okay.
a Regal.
All right. How long was the play? Do you ever?
I didn't. It wasn't that crazy.
Okay. Because AMC is saying it's going to be 25 to 30 minutes before the start time. So basically, they're telling you when the movie actually starts.
Right. So if you buy a ticket for a 4:30 movie, it's going to start at 5:00.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Isn't that crazy? I can't even believe that. There was a time they played a bunch of trailers.
Yes.
And now it's a bunch of commercials and trailers.
Well, usually they keep you, like, it's usually for when you show up early. Like, if you've ever shown up early before the trailers even start and you're just hanging out in the theater, they'll be like, here, Coca-Cola. Like, it's going on the screen just to keep you engaged until the trailer, till the lights come down.
Okay.
And I've seen that before, where it's a T-Mobile commercial or what have you, while you're just in the theater waiting for the lights to come down.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me they're going to bring the lights down and then have 20 minutes like that.
30 minutes.
I mean, all the more reason to watch it at home.
Why wouldn't you watch it at home? Sinners, by the way, is going to hit on Max here.
So good.
4th of July, Friday. Today, hey, 4th of July.
You got to watch it. It's not what you think.
Okay. It's not what I think.
No.
Kind of like the Poop Cruise. That wasn't what I thought either.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely sit down and watch it.
No,
it's
so good. Well, I love Michael B. Jordan. I mean, I could watch him in anything. And he plays twins. So it's really wild because he's playing both characters.
How hard would that be? Would that
really
be difficult?
Really hard.
Okay.
Because you're switching all the time. They're not identical. I mean, they're identical in how they look, but obviously not personality-wise. And he's playing them, and they're together all the time.
Okay.
So it's a very good movie.
I'm gonna
highly recommend it.
Sit back and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy. We're running out of Diddy alerts.
Diddy alerts are over on account of the fact that what the heck did that jury just do?
I don't know.
I get the racketeering. Racketeering's tough.
How would you define racketeering?
Racketeering is like a criminal empire that you've been like laundering money, doing things
a mobster.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like
all right.
Most RICO cases are because of the mob, like the idea of doing that. But I thought for sure that they would get him. I mean, the only thing they got him on was the charge about transporting people.
Yeah, a prostitution.
Prostitution.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how do you not, like, basically the jury just said, like, no, those people knew what they were doing when they were getting into these sex acts, so he's not guilty.
So he's going to see the maximum on both of those is 20 years total. That's 10 years each.
Yes.
They're saying that he might only see a year.
Maybe.
Because he's never had a criminal record. So at most, all the pundits are saying 5 years, but probably a year. Because remember, he's been in jail for 10 months.
Yes.
By the time their sentencing is going to be in like October. So they'll knock off 12 months at that point. So now we're looking at 5 years. So it'd be 2.5 of good time. So now you're looking at a year.
Well, it's whether they also decide on whether they're concurrent or consecutive. So concurrent means you're serving both. Like, let's say.
Oh, I see. So it'd be 10 and 10.
With concurrent, it's you're serving both at the same time. They're counting them together, right?
Yeah.
Consecutive is like, okay, you just served your 10 years for that one charge. Now we start the clock on the 10 years. That's how he ends up serving 20 if they do consecutive.
Did you hear what Cassie, her comment was?
What was it?
She's at peace with this decision. I couldn't believe it. I was kind of going, okay, I guess you don't want to belabor it now. I mean, everyone's been drugged through the oil. I mean, you know, how about those fans? They were spraying baby oil outside of the courthouse on people.
I know.
What is that?
The breakdown of humanity, I think, is what we're witnessing.
I think so.
It's terrifying that somebody who did the things that he did for as long as he did is really, like, not going to have any,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that he could be, like, out and about. And they're saying it probably won't ding his business. Like, if anything, he'll just go right back to what he was doing. Like,
I saw him wearing this today. They keep showing photos and videos of him, you know, at events. And mm-hmm. he's wearing this, like the fur coat you have, but it's mm-hmm. more of a tan fur coat.
Mm.
And it looks so incredibly soft upon his neck.
Uh-huh.
I thought, I need that.
You need to get yourself your Knuff.
I need that.
You need to get the Barbie and Ken. That was the thing. Then when he was wearing that, he's Knuff, and he was wearing that full length fur. And I was like, Peter, if you love me, you'll get me.
And that also
the Ken.
Oh my God, they have that's Ken attire then, because remember I told you I wanted to wear those that pool gear that's the velvety or whatever,
yeah,
top and bottom. That's from that movie as
sure.
well. Okay.
Yeah. You're like,
let's go shopping.
Basically, you're behind a summer. Like, everybody was.
Look at this.
Do yourself good.
You can get that shirt, too. You can get that, too. We got to get Matt in here. I want to dip into him in his life and what he's working on. I'm pretty excited because it's an all-new label that he started.
That's awesome.
So imagine that. Most people are trying to get on a label.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to hear that whole story on how this all went down and how it all came about with Mr. Matt Banta with Space to Play. It'll be fun. All right, we got Matt Banta in the house. Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for jumping on. I was telling Molly that you and I go way back.
Way back.
And we've supported each other's careers and everything like that from day one. I mean, I've known you way before radio, and I've been doing radio like 27 years now.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, now we're doing podcast, and it's kind of crazy because I feel like this is where I belong.
Right.
And so, like you'd said, it's a blessing,
mm-hmm.
and it truly is. So I'm so happy that where we're at, and I'm glad you jumped on the podcast.
Well, I'm happy for you guys. You guys deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So tell us about what's going on. You started a label?
Yeah. Okay, so basically the guys that play in Blue Moon Ghetto, I was in the band Blue Moon Ghetto. We still play once a year, but it's more of a nostalgic thing, really. We just play like the last weekend before Christmas. So we started writing during COVID and wrote a whole album's worth of material. And I reached out to a guy I knew named Dana Murray, who is a producer. He's also a world-renowned jazz drummer. Played on Broadway, he's got a lot of credits to his name and a lot of people he knows and stuff. And he has a studio in his house that was professionally designed and built. And so we started the process. We got to the end and he threw it out there. Hey, to put this out, why don't we just start a record label? So we started a record label called Omaha Music Group.
How hard was that to start?
Well, I'll let you know in a couple of years. I don't know. I'm figuring it out as I go.
Hey, that's the best way to do it.
We formed an LLC, so we are, you know.
Wow, that's so foreign to us to not know that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on doing that.
Yeah. So the new project is called Space to Play. That's the band.
Okay. So, and you're going to be at the Slowdown.
Yes.
September 12th. Yep. Okay. Yep. Who's opening up with you guys and playing with you guys?
The other band on the bill is called Virgin Mary Pistol Grip. They're from Omaha. It's a mouthful. I've never met them, but
okay.
But they are they're younger guys that are hungry and want to play and heard good things. So and then we have a guy named Jeremy Mercy who's going to play acoustic, and we have some guest musicians coming in. One of which is Matt Beck, who is the guitarist for Matchbox 20.
Okay, cool.
And he's played with the B-52s and Gwen Stefani, and he plays on Broadway regularly. Actually, Dana and him met when they were doing the Broadway version of Tommy.
Oh, wow. All right, yeah. Very cool.
So so he's coming into town to play steel guitar on the song that I'm going to play today.
Okay. So. All right. Very cool. What song are you going to play today? What's the plan?
It's a song called Lovely Lonely Days.
Lovely Lonely Days. Have you ever had any lovely lonely days?
Always.
Yeah. Well, it's just a song about kind of like realizing that you can't force life to be good or bad. It's going to be both, and accepting that and just finding peace in that.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, let's hear it. I want to hear it. You're okay. Matt Banta, people. Space to Play.
Yep. This will be on the record. I want to be in the ocean. We'll float out to sea. I wanna feel that motion as it carries me. Cause when I'm in that water, I don't feel the need. I don't feel the hunger. I only feel the peace. Oh, I'm not trying to remember. I'm not trying to forget. And I don't think that this song will set me free. Yeah, and it could have been worse, and I should have known better, but that's the way it is. Oh, yeah. You can't live with your eyes closed, cause you'll see some lovely, lovely days. And you'll see some long, lonely, lonely days. And you can't have it either way. Oh, the lovely, lonely days. Yeah. Sometimes life is a question that I answered wrong. Sometimes love is a season that just went too long. Oh, I'm not trying to remember, I'm not trying to forget. And I don't think that this song will set me free. Yeah, and it could have been worse. I should have known better, but that's the way it is. Oh, yeah. You can't live with your eyes closed, cause you'll see some lovely, lovely days. And you'll see some long, lonely, lonely days. And you can't have it either way. You make it harder. Harder than it needs to be. Harder than it needs to be. Harder than it needs to be. Harder than it needs to be.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice.
So lovely.
Thank you.
What do you? You've written so many good songs in your career.
Well,
where does that all come from? Is it? I mean, you said you filled up a whole album.
Well, I've always been pretty prolific as a songwriter. I mean, that's just a, I mean, my faith is really important to me, so I feel like it's a gift from God, you know. Mm-hmm. But I've also put a lot of work into it to try to make it so somebody say, hey, you've written a lot of good songs. Well, that's okay. That's good to have. At least I got one person that said that. Yeah. I mean,
I loved the lyric, life is a question that I feel like I've answered wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it was interesting. I wrote that when I was going through my divorce, my first marriage, when it ended. And it that part of the song didn't go over too well with, you know.
Oh, love but, is a season that lasted too long. Yeah. She's like, really?
Yeah, not good. But it was, you know, it's just part of the deal. I mean, you know, I am who I am. It
makes
is what
for
it
good
is.
Lyrics.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Hey, why not?
Wow, I really, really opened up on this.
That's all right. It's what we
guys
do here.
Do you guys charge for counseling? Or like,
oh, we can get deeper. Yeah. Believe me, this is my counseling. So, yeah. You should ask Molly if she charges for counseling.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed you were taking notes the whole time.
Well, thanks for coming in, buddy. Again, we go get you on again, of course. But do you say formerly of Blue Moon Ghetto? But Blue Moon Ghetto is still a band.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the next evolution of the members of Blue Moon Ghetto.
Okay, so it's all the same members, Clinton,
Kevin, and Scott.
Okay.
The original Blue Moon Ghetto, I'm the only one left.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Those guys have been playing with me since 2017, which is weird because now they are the longest running members of Blue Moon Ghetto. Which
that's crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it was 94 to 98. It was kind of all condensed
94,
into
94, God, yeah. That was it's been a run, man.
It was the year I was born.
Really? I believe you. Because I have no reason not to.
And you don't want to leave with a black eye.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
That counseling session, he's like, I can't say much.
Yeah, all right, again, so your project, it's Space to Play. That's the new band and everything like that.
And
September 12th. Yep. And when do tickets, tickets go on sale now?
Tickets are already on sale.
And when is the album out to buy?
It'll be around the time of the release.
All right, let us know, of course. Yeah. Let us know, and we'll throw it out there for you as well. You know, so very cool. All right, now we got Fun Factory. I kind of clued you a little bit in what the Fun Factory is. So we're going to head over to the We Don't Care Club.
Hello to all new and existing members of the We Do Not Care Club. I started this club for all women going through perimenopause and menopause. We are putting the world on notice that we simply just do not care much anymore. Let's go ahead and get started with today's announcements. We do not care if there are 19 cars behind us in the drive-thru. We are checking every bag to be sure that we got our barbecue sauce, our ketchup, and our straw. And do not ask us to pull up. We do not care to excel at work. We will be meeting expectations.
What's with the neck pillow?
We do not care if we put on a pair of leggings in the morning with a graphic t-shirt. We are dressed for the day. We are ready for bed and possibly dressed for tomorrow at the same time. We do not care if our clothes are tight. They fit when we bought them.
Oh, man.
We do not care if the AC is on 62 and we have on 4 blankets. Don't touch that thermostat.
Oh, yeah.
That's Molly. Yeah. That's
two glasses also. Two pairs of glasses.
We do not care that we just went grocery shopping and we are ordering takeout instead of cooking.
Yes.
We are tired.
Mm. Amen.
We do not care that we are not wearing makeup. If you don't think my bare face is cute enough, don't look at it.
Jeez. Hey, shots fired.
We do not care how you want your eggs. If one person wants them scrambled, we are all eating scrambled eggs. We do not care if you leave a voicemail. We're not going to check it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
this
pretty much true for everyone.
This has concluded today's announcements.
That's the menopause club.
Oh, my God. And perimenopause.
Perimenopause.
What is perimenopause?
It's the stuff that leads up to menopause. Menopause is like never getting a period ever again.
Okay, all right.
Perimenopause is like when you're in that like weird purgatory of like your body's just figuring
you honestly
stuff
didn't
out.
Know what menopause was?
I know menopause is not perimenopause, but menopause.
I know the way you answered that when she said that's when you don't have a period, you were like, oh, okay. I'm like, have you never been? I mean, you're married, right?
Okay. We don't talk about stuff like that, man.
God forbid.
No. All right. Here's
personal.
One. Here's the next one. It's not good. It's kitchen worthy. You sent me this one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love this.
This dildo belongs in every kitchen. I have a surplus of dill growing in my garden right now, and so I went out on a search for ways that I could use it. When I stumbled upon this recipe shared by a sweet grandma, it just warmed my heart knowing that this same dildo has been used for generations. I think you're going to love working with this dildo. It is a little tough at first, but you'll find that it makes a really beautiful soft bread. I'm so confident that you will love it and you will want to share it with everybody. You can bring this dildo to church, share with friends, or surprise your mom. Even your dad will appreciate this dildo made into a grilled cheese or a sandwich.
That is such low-hanging fruit.
Right?
I know, but it's... I mean, you know, you can't run that ad just on radio.
No.
You have to run it with video. Like, yeah, otherwise, yeah. I mean, people are going to be... Remember? People are literally going to be thinking, there's a dildo out there that makes bread.
Yes, that's the... And remember...
They only sell it at Sharper Image, right?
That's it. That's all. It's so expensive, yeah. But it's so worth it.
Yes. I haven't...
I saw that and I was like, wow. I had an abundance of dill. And I was like, oh, okay, because it's garden time, yeah. Right? And so
Do you have a garden?
My sister does, and okay. I'm here for the summer.
I've given up on gardens. I don't do those anymore. I don't. I cannot win ever with a garden for some reason. I've tried and tried.
Yeah. And you do get to that point where, especially with like basil or mint and things like that, where you're like, I got to get creative. There's so much of this stuff.
Right.
I feel like so bad I grew it.
Yeah.
So now I got to use it. Same thing with dill. When I saw that was dill dough, hey. I was like...
You can just make dildos. That's great.
It's great for church. Make some for your mom. I was like, dang.
Share at family gatherings. That is.
All right. For anyone looking for a new weight loss program, here it is right here.
Struggling to lose that baby weight? Try daycare. Since my son started daycare, I've had norovirus 5 times. It's been traumatic, but hey, I lost 10 pounds. Thanks, daycare. My son's daycare gave me hand, foot, and mouth disease. I couldn't eat for a week.
Thanks, daycare.
The cold I got from my daughter's daycare was so severe, I vomited in my car. Scratch that off the calorie counter. Thanks, daycare. But how does it work? Daycare takes children with virgin immune systems and puts them on the ground, where germs live. There, children put everything in their mouths and then go home and sneeze in their parents' eyes. It's that simple. My kids don't even really get that sick anymore. Luckily, daycare is so expensive, I can't afford to eat every day.
Amen,
Thanks,
sister.
Thanks, daycare. You really have thought of everything. Daycare is great for everyone, even dad.
My wife's never looked better. It's just a shame she won't let me touch her anymore because she's so tired.
Daycare is not responsible for illness, vomiting, sudden rash, or fights with your spouse that result in divorce. 100% no.
No!
Thanks, daycare.
So call daycare. 1-800-35-
Oh, no!
Daycare.
Did you do daycare with the...
No.
No?
No, we had, my cousin nannied for us.
Okay, all right.
So I was a kid at daycare. Like, yeah. My mom was a working mom, and so we did.
Yeah, back then, you just come home after school with a key, come in, watch Scooby-Doo for 2 hours.
Right.
That's it.
Try not to burn the house down.
Exactly. Latchkey kids.
Yep. Yeah. I was a latchkey kid.
Don't use the stove. That was, like, the one rule. Don't use the stove or the oven. Like, stay away. Like, you could help yourself to anything else.
All right. We do a a segment on the show called Cringe But Committed.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, boy. I love it.
Mr. Banta,
I'm
on behalf of the Big Party Show, I apologize in advance.
All right, here's a question for any cat lover. Would you eat this?
I'm addicted to eating cat hair.
It's my good girl.
That's, no.
She'll just like spread out on my arms. I'll just clean like her shoulders and her ears and the back of her head and stuff in her face.
That's
I don't get as involved.
That's a psychological problem.
I'm not licking her butt. Or in between the paws that go in the litter box. But it's a bonding thing.
Somebody needs to rescue that cat.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, oh. That cat's
Lisa
like, don't lick me.
3 years ago after her cat had surgery.
She wasn't cleaning herself, so I just started gripping her.
And with a washcloth.
Really fulfilling for both of us.
Oh, yeah, that cat is like, I'm being molested every day.
Did she get that idea from Angela on The Office? I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
Feeling. Her fur is such an interesting texture. It's so
look at the fear in that cat's eyes.
And like cotton candy, almost. Sometimes they do get stuck in your teeth, but you can just get them out with flossing and brushing. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Cringe but committed.
So when I got my cat.
Yeah. I'm physically uncomfortable.
Right. Thank you. Told you.
You know what's funny is that we're doing a live show here on the 12th coming up, right? Yeah. And so we'll have Fun Factory and No Dumb Questions, all the segments for the most part that we do on this podcast. But she's told me not to do that because people will be eating. Yes. So don't do any of my cringe but committed because like what you would just say.
Well, I'm just, you know, and I don't mean to be insensitive or fat shame anyone, but if she just eats cat hair, how is she still that big? Like, I don't know.
The caloric value of cat hair is super high. It's not like eating spoonfuls of butter.
I'm all for body affirmation. I mean, I don't want to make anybody feel bad, but like, you know.
Yes. She doesn't look like, it looks like she's subsidizing with other meals.
We had a lady on
cat food. Yes. Cat litter.
Yes. Everything cat.
Yeah, everything.
Sick. All right, last one. This guy's probably in the doghouse, most likely. Want to hit that one, Gracie?
Can you grab me a beer before it starts?
Sure.
Thanks. Here, another one before it starts. Hurry.
Before what starts?
Just trust me. Hurry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One more, please. Jeez. It's going to start. It's about to start.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Are you really just going to sit around all day and chug beers and watch TV?
See? There it is. There it is. Started.
Moving trucks pulled up next day.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. How come my key doesn't work in the door anymore? It's weird. And why are there officers outside asking my name and telling me that they've got paperwork that says that I need to remove myself from the premises?
Before we go, we got it. Matt missed the first one. Can you play that for me? The first one, Gracie.
What's that smell? It's the new fart room. Apparently having a place to shoot butt burps is great for company morale. A fart room? It's a safe space where people can work, eat, even socialize, all while farting. Oh, hey, Mike, I'll get that report to you in 15 minutes, okay? See what I mean? I can't tell if this is amazing or repulsive. No, this is amazing. That is gross.
What's that?
Shart corner.
That's...
You know, farts are usually, they're universally funny, though. I mean, farts are universally funny. I mean,
they are. We got new apparel, you know, so that's one of our line that we're launching. We're going to relaunch the line of Who Farted.
So here's this thing.
I definitely need that shirt.
Yeah.
We did AI, and we made dolls for each other because there was like that Barbie box challenge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he made one for me, and I made one for him, and it said, the t-shirt read, Who Farted, and the hat said, I did.
So that's the merch that we're launching. Who farted?
You made physical Barbies, like actual.
You could do it on like ChatGPT, where it was called the Barbie Box Challenge. So it would literally be like your action figure, and they'll ask you different things.
That would be incredibly boring as to play with, like sitting on the couch, walking the dogs, doing the dishes occasionally.
You know. Not all the time, but.
So anyway, that merch is going to be launched. Amongst other stuff as well.
You'll definitely have to get a Who Farted t-shirt.
Yeah, that's funny. Your ratio of videos with vomiting is like 2 out of 5.
It's different every week, every Friday. We only do this on Friday, so it's different. But there's so much, I kind of have to sort them out a little bit to give you a break. I could have been vomiting the whole time.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that you did.
You're like, I could have.
Yeah.
Don't dare me.
I still got that in the clip. Don't make me.
All right, Matt, thanks for coming in. Matt Bann is Space to Play. You're going to be again at the Slowdown
on September 12th.
Okay. Yeah. Best of luck, man. I'm glad you came in.
We do have 3 songs that we did release already that are on iTunes, Spotify, all that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Great.
Right, that one deal. I played, though, is not. That will be on
I love
the record.
That song.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Well, we'll see you soon. Live show. We got a live show coming up. So get
July
your tickets.
July 12th. Tickets available through Eventbrite. So it's July 12th. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. We've got Jocelyn DeBonis doing stand-up for us to open. And we're each going to have signature drinks.
Ooh, so it's a party.
Yes.
It's a party.
Yes.
You know, I did that without even trying. It was a total accident.
Ran right into it.
You're good at this.
I know. Back at the day, he used to come around. He hung out with a guy that went by the mayor.
Yes, I was thinking about the mayor.
Jay.
That's crazy. Yeah, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay.
And you guys would always show up, everybody's partying and stuff. And I'm like, everybody's like, it's big party in the mayor. And I'm like, who the hell is the mayor? But. the mayor of fun. And
mayor of fun.
And big party. Big party. But yeah, they were bigger than life to me. I was.
Oh, it was crazy. That was crazy. Those are the crazy times. That's what got me into radio. Yep. Is that.
And you started out on overnights. Remember that?
Yep. Started on overnights. And then I just slowly creeped into. Well, I actually started with Pat and from Pat and Scott.
Right.
They did nights, so I was kind of like their stunt boy, whatever the case is. Oh, okay. So they would torture me. And then eventually I moved into overnights, and then just my career has just taken off from, you know.
Like put you on the wheel and throw knives at you, that kind of stuff? Or?
Yeah. Oh, no. Sausages.
Frozen salami sausages. On the butt was one of the stories that he told me. I was that's like, my salami. God.
Very highbrow.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
High caliber entertainment.
Never give up.
Our careers are very different in origins. There was no salami thrown at me.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to sleep your way. To the top, right?
And you did.
Yes, I know.
I did. There you go.
I mean, my God. Okay, so just to go back, Eventbrite, July 12th, it's a Saturday, doors at 6:30, the show starts at 7:30, and this is all happening at Herdat Sports Bar and Grill in La Vista.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be so fun.
Will it be
fun.
Going like all night or?
As long as we have no time frame.
Yeah, because it's happy hour pricing while people are there.
Okay.
And a first drink is included in the price of the ticket.
Right on.
So we're like buying your first round.
Right.
So, and then sticking around afterwards. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
You know, I mean.
And we'll be doing these more and more, you know, out there. They have a nice little, it's like a podcast. It's like a small.
Well, have me come out. Have me come out to one of these and
absolutely.
I'll play.
Oh,
I would love that. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah, I just shamelessly invited myself on to your. I mean,
that's how.
What
this
is
stuff
wrong
happens.
With me?
Like, that's what happens when you come on his show.
I know. You guys have really disarmed me here. Yeah. I feel very vulnerable. Okay.
The magic.
I know it's magic.
A party in Molly.
I know it's
all right. Yeah,
you guys got something. I don't know if I magic. Yeah, magic. I'll go with magic. Yeah, magic is good. Yeah.
All right, make sure you like, follow, and support the show wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you guys on Monday with a, what do we have, No Dumb Questions.
No Dumb Questions and Motivational Monday, and Motivational my favorite. Monday.
No Dumb Questions. Right. Everybody knows that's not true.
No.
Just stupid answers. Just no dumb questions, then we just give stupid answers.
Right, I know, but there is dumb questions. I'm just saying, philosophically.
We're not here to judge.
Okay, right.
It's magic.
Yeah, okay, it's right. Magic. It's the magic, yep. I love it. I can't wait. I'm going to tune in and listen. I want to hear the answers.
All right, well, have a safe weekend, people, and do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
A Herdat Media Production.